activists gathered at the Capitol to lobby for environmental issues and to hear musicians David Burns and Dan Eibender pay tribute to Pete Seeger, who passed away in January. In recent years, Seeger had appeared at the Capitol to protest against hydrofracking, which has been on hold in New York. Burns says when Seeger performed just last year at a Farm Aid event, he added something new to the Woody Guthrie classic.
And at one point he just put his hand back and said, "I've got a new verse." And he quieted everyone down and he sang, "This state is my home. This state is your home. From the upstate mountains down to the ocean's foam, with all kinds of people. Yes, we're polychrome. New York was meant to be frack-free."
The controversy over the natural gas drilling process has sucked all of the oxygen out of the room for other environmental issues for the past few years, as Governor Cuomo and his top commissioners continue to deliberate over whether to allow fracking in New York. Currently, there's an ongoing review conducted by the Health Department. Assemblyman Brian Kavanaugh, who has recently formed the nonpartisan Caucus of Environmental Legislators, says there are other issues of concern as well.
Fracking is a tremendously important issue, and I think it's a singular achievement that New York State has managed to be thoughtful and careful about that in a way that many other states haven't. But we have huge issues, other issues related to climate change. We have a total lack of a toxins policy at the federal level, and so that requires us as state legislators to take that seriously.
He says laws regulating toxic chemicals and consumer products have not been updated since the 1970s. Kavanaugh says the state's Brownfields Act, which helps recover polluted and abandoned factory sites, needs renewal. There's also concern over the increased oil tanker trains rolling through upstate New York and ending at the Port of Albany and the potential danger of explosions. Assemblyman Kavanaugh says the rapid increase in the number of oil tank cars is a sign of what he sees as a larger problem, the inability to wean ourselves from fossil fuels.
We are using more and more aggressive efforts to extract, to transport, and to burn those fuels. And we obviously, you know, bending over backwards to continue to have an economy that is based on fossil fuels is a problem in itself. But particularly, it's a problem when it causes us to compromise safety.
This is an endangered owl in New York.
The events of the day also included a display of live owls. Catherine Murphy with Adirondack Wildlife says the short-eared owl that perched on her falconer's glove is in decline because, unlike barn owls, it can only nest in grasslands. But she says the best way to help preserve owls and other birds of prey is to refrain from using pesticides to kill mice, rats, and other rodents.
Do not use rodenticides. Rodenticides are horrible. They work their way up through their food chain, rat poison and anticoagulants, things like that. So people that use them, if a bird of prey, which we've had birds of prey like this, owls and hawks, that consume animals that have been poisoned with it, it's lethal to them as well.
Assemblyman Kavanaugh and other environmental advocates say they hope next year state lawmakers will approve an Environmental Bond Act. They say it would generate more funding and focus attention on environmental issues. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.